Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. In today's episode, I am joined by Katie from Mal Ryan & Glenn. Mal Ryan & Glenn is Mansfield's oldest law firm, founded over 100 years ago in 1921. Over that time, they've seen the region grow and change, and they've been there right alongside it. With offices in Mansfield and Alexandra, this firm has built strong community ties at the heart of everything they do. Whether it's helping with property, family matters, planning for the future or running a business, they're known for giving practical down-to-earth legal advice. A little bit about Katie. Katie's been the principal solicitor at Mal Ryan & Glenn since 2013. She's worked in some of Victoria's top legal roles, from the Supreme Court to the Office of Public Prosecutions, but she's chosen to call regional Victoria home. Katie's passionate about helping people plan for the future and is deeply involved in the Mansfield community through the hospital board, women's networks, and more. She brings a calm, thoughtful approach to her work and genuinely cares about people she helps. Now, one wild fact about Katie is that while volunteering in India as a university student, she decided to have her nose pierced. To her surprise, the piercing was done by a man in a department store who simply pulled on her nostril and shoved the straight into it. So let's get cracking. So today we're here to chat about Victoria Law Week. Hi, Katie, and thanks for coming on my potty. I'm a bit excited.
Hi, Sam. It's lovely to be invited and to join you here today.
Woohoo! So we get to talk about Victorian Law Week. So can you tell us a little bit about this? Because I'm assuming this is an annual event each year. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Victorian Law Week?
Absolutely. Victorian Law Week is, as you said, it's an annual week that is supported by a number of community and other organisations that is supported a lot by the legal system in Victoria. And the idea of Victorian Law Week is to make the law less confusing for consumers, for individuals, for companies, for business owners, all sorts of people. And it's a chance for people to learn where the law fits into their everyday life. And that's in many, many ways, which I can come to in a moment. But the week is packed with events. And in fact, if your listeners log on to just Google Victorian Law Week, there's lots of events that are advertised on that site that people can attend in person or online, and lots of different law firms and legal practices around Victoria will be holding events. So it's packed with events to help individuals, businesses, companies understand what to do and where to turn when legal issues arise. This year, the Victorian Law Week is from the 19th till the 25th of May, which many of your listeners might also associate with the fact that it's also volunteer week that week. In Mansfield Shire, in the same week, there's also a health and community volunteers expo also in the same week. So there's a lot on.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you've talked a little bit about what Victoria Law Week is about. For you, because you've been practicing for some time, what is it about?
It's about my read of the play, Sam, is that it's about making the law accessible to the community and providing information and education on some legal issues that are relevant for the benefit of the community. This year's sort of official catchphrase from Victorian Law Week is where law meets life. And I think that's an apt summary, because Law Week events are largely about informing non-lawyers, community members and so on, understand the law and how it might affect them. So there's lots of legal issues that come up for ordinary everyday people every single day, including things like consumer laws, buying and selling cars or tractors or farm equipment, buying and selling businesses, or insurance law for insurance claims that might affect yourself, your business, so on, buying and selling land and property, succession planning for your business or your assets, family law, parking infringements, you know, that goodie, that old goodie, employment law and even rental. I've even had matters where people have been to see me about breeding dogs. So the list goes on and on and on about how law can intersect with everyday life. And the phrase the law or lawyers can often lead people to lots of unfortunate conclusions, thinking that lawyers are all liars and cheats and going to rip them off, or, you know, that they're two-faced, all that kind of thing. And I would have to say, although you might think I'm feathering my own nest here, but that's not the truth. Most lawyers are doing law for the right reasons. And it provides a really great opportunity for community to get to know lawyers and the sorts of things that lawyers do or can do, and to see it in a way that hopefully isn't intimidating and is helpful.
Wow, what a great overview. So Mel, Ryan and Glenn, you actually run events. Yes. So what events do you run as a law firm and why?
For the last 3 years, we've been running a program of events during Law Week, Victorian Law Week. We try to put on events that we think will be appropriate and relevant for our community members. So that might be a bit different each year, and it depends who we've got who's able to speak during Law Week, what their particular expertises are. But we put on the events that we think that the community will find helpful and that we can speak about with knowledge and experience on. It's important to us at Mel, Ryan and Glenn because we think that information's power, and providing good legal education to the community. It doesn't have to be particularly complicated or high level, but just to give people some basic information is better than having none at all. So we want non-lawyers to have a good working knowledge, or else to know where to go to for more help.
I think that's part of that community connection where people do feel that it's sort of been demystified a little bit, and that, you know, companies such as Mel, Ryan and Glenn are actually community members themselves. So I love that whole breaking it down, and I suppose, you know, just reaching out so that people have got a contact or get some understanding of how law does affect their lives. So I'm assuming you've picked topics already. I can see some of your marketing out there at the moment. So what are this year's topics and who's heading up each event? Like, is it a whole team approach? What's happening, Katie?
Yeah, we've got a whole team approach of our lawyers who are currently one of our lawyers is actually on maternity leave at the moment, so she won't be presenting this year, but our other lawyers will all be presenting. So, and we're running events in Alexandra, in Yay and in Mansfield. So we're hoping to service the Northeast as well as we can this year anyway. So on the 13th of May, which is actually for your avid listeners a week before Law Week, we're having a future planning event in Alexandra, in part at the Alex RSL, which is being run in partnership with Alexandra District Health, and that'll be on planning for the future. Then on the 19th of May in Mansfield, we have another one on future planning with more of a focus on aged care. That's being run by myself in partnership with Martina Sonneveld from Streamline Wealth. And in fact, we've just had it confirmed that we'll have someone from Mansfield District Hospital who'll be able to speak on aged care funding. Then our lovely solicitor, Lily Cox, is also going to be presenting in Yay in partnership with Yay and District Memorial Hospital. That's on the 20th of May at the Yay Shire Hall. Again, that will be focusing on planning for the future. So we're a lot about succession planning here at Mel, Ryan and Glenn. Yep. And that takes many forms for businesses, for individuals, for farmers, all sorts of things. So we're trying to cover the field a little bit there, I think. On the 21st of May in Mansfield, we have a seminar presented by Alice Dunn, one of our lawyers, who's partnering with the organisation called Peninsula, which is about workplace investigations, where an employer might believe or have there might have been an allegation of employee misconduct and how an employer runs an investigation appropriately.
Yeah.
So that one's being held at the Mansfield Hotel on the 21st of May, and there's a free drink for anybody who comes along to that one, a glass of bubbles, a glass of wine or a beer on arrival. And then on the 23rd of May, which is the Friday afternoon, John Gifford, our senior property lawyer, will be running a seminar on understanding property taxes in Victoria, and that's in partnership with Mark Evans from Henry Partners. That'll be held at the Stellarite Hotel starting at 4 o'clock. So there's a range of different topics, a lot about planning for the future, but there's, I think, all of them will have some relevance to your audience and to you business owners who listen into this terrific potty.
Yeah, so you've got such a wide gamut of events. So, Katie, putting your businesswoman hat on for 1 minute, what events do you think will be useful for small business owners?
I think that I can't wait to hear the employment law seminar about employee misconduct. Our solicitor, Alice Dunn, who's heading up that one, has a background working at the Fair Work Commission and has worked for a long time in industrial relations, and so she's a terrific and considered sounding board about all of these types of issues, and she's partnering with an employer organisation, Peninsula. So the idea is to provide information to small business owners, like any sort of business that might be looking for some information. Employment law can be really actually quite emotional. Probably only second to family law. Employment law can be very, people get very upset about it, very passionate about it, both employer and employee, and it can be very difficult for the parties to come to these sorts of issues objectively and seeing clearly. So this seminar aims to give employers tips on how to run a successful investigation. Sounds a bit scary, but that's the idea, to break it down and make it less scary and give employers some tips on how to run these things, because we're talking about situations here where if an employee has been alleged to have been doing something wrong, the employer's got to take action, as I'm sure your listeners would understand. But if you do it wrong, if you take the action in the wrong way, then you're putting yourself in the gun for possible unfair dismissal or general protections claims. So that'll be a great one for small business owners. As I said, that one's at 5 o'clock on the 21st of May. So we've set it at a time that hopefully business owners can join us. As I said, there's a drink in it for anyone who can make it along that night. And the other one that I think is particularly going to be helpful for business owners will be the property taxes seminar run by John Gifford on the Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. He'll be talking about a number of Victorian taxes that many of your listeners will probably be groaning about, and whether that's as a homeowner or an investor, or just curious about how property tax works with the introduction of a new system for commercial industrial property tax, changes to land tax, all those sorts of things. So Victorians have been slugged, shall we say, Sam, with taxes in recent years. So John will be doing a bit of a dive into all of that. And as I said, that's at 4 o'clock on the 23rd at the Stellarite Hotel in Mansfield.
Wow, that is your top pick. That's a really good selection. How do people, I suppose, sign up or attend? Have you got a booking process in place now, Katie, for people to come along? And how do they find out about you guys and get involved in those events?
So at the moment, we've advertised fairly widely on Facebook, and we'll be advertising in the Alex and Yay papers, in the Mansfield paper, for those who aren't so au fait with social media. The details will all be on our website, and we have got some booking systems set up, but probably the best place I can suggest people start is by calling us and registering their interest, because in fact all of the events will have catering. So when I'm speaking at the CWA hall, and I've ask the lovely ladies of the CWA to do an afternoon tea for us. So we can only imagine how delightful that will be. Similarly, Lily's events on planning in Alex and in Yay are both catered events. So we need to get an idea of numbers. The seating for the event that I'm running will actually be very limited. So seats are filling up quickly. So if your listeners would like to attend, then by all means, we'd love to hear from them. So they just need to ring the office, which is 5775-2744, and we'll put you down on the list.
Wow, that's huge. Now, one question without notice, watch out. Is there plenty of time at each event for questions and answers? Because I don't know about you, Katie, but you go along to these events and you have to take in so much information and then you're sitting there going, oh, I've got a question that's really pertinent to me. Is there going to be time in each event for Q&A?
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point, Sam. So I've spoken at quite a few events over the years and, in fact, often you see people kind of starting to a seed cultivating in their mind, and you can see that people suddenly want to ask questions, which is terrific. So if you don't give them that opportunity, I think it's a bit of a waste, because that's where people sometimes feel more bold that they can ask a question that they might have previously never thought that they could ask anyone, or that they felt embarrassed about asking. So yes, all of the events we're trying to cater for broad audience appeal. So we'll be keeping it fairly light but informative. And as you ask, yes, we will be having time for question and answer afterwards. Some of the sessions will be longer, some will be shorter, but regardless, there'll be certainly time for questions at the end. Obviously, we always have to, like typical lawyers, disclaim that we can't give advice to individuals about their specific circumstances on the spot, because that would be remiss if we weren't taking proper instructions. Yes. But general advice and information, absolutely, we'll be providing. Yeah. And I think each speaker will be hanging about a bit at the end anyway, and will be available to be, you know, have questions put to them. So, yeah, plenty of opportunity for contact and communication between the audience and the speakers.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. So, people, you can find out more about Mal, Ryan and Glenn. Their website, malryanglenn.com.au, is pretty awesome to look at. Katie's given you the phone number, which is 5775-2744. And you guys are based in Mansfield.
And Alexandra.
Yeah.
And we service Yay as well. So, yeah. We can service all around. Absolutely,
yeah,
all around Victoria.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're boots on the ground in those locations.
Yes.
And so we can be seen there, and you'll be talking to a real person, not a chatbot. And we would love to hear from your listeners, and we'd love to see as many of your audience there as can make it.
Alrighty, Katie, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it, and good luck with Law Week.
Thank you, Sam, and thank you very much for having me on your wonderful potty.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.